It's that man again. Yes, you're listening to Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM. Ruddy Marvellous.
Yeah, thanks for that. I like that little bit of the cat at the end of that song. Meow. It's that like little cat. Hello, Emily, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Come close to the microphone, girl.
Sorry, hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, I'm good. I like that in your head. It's like, it's like a scarf.
A little bow.
I need one of those. I've just been swimming. Is my hair, I think my hair's still drying.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, or dying, one of the two. I can't. It might be the latter. Might be the latter. Welcome to the Sunday Lunch Show and welcome to Phoenix. But you have been in before, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I was here a couple of years ago on Michelle's show.
So it wasn't hard to find. So
no, it wasn't. I literally live across the road, so.
Oh, you're very local.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you walk here?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
That is really local,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, about 5 minutes walk from here, yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I did look up online. I think it was a good couple of years you'd been in, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was trying to find out a bit about you. You're obviously a singer from Brentwood. You do quite a lot of stuff,
yeah.
I've noticed. Bands, mm-hmm. A little bit of solo stuff, but you've got a couple of projects on the go at the moment. Mm-hmm. First of all, talk about Pink Floyd tribute, because that's the one I come up about the most when I was doing searches.
So, Australian Pink Floyd show, I'm so excited. They're about to embark on their 30th anniversary world tour. So they've been going for 30 years.
Wow.
And I've been with the band, I'm in my 8th year now, just doing backing vocals, but we also sing The Great Gig in the Sky, which I think we're going to listen to a bit later.
Yeah.
We're going to France, to Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Czech Republic, Romania, Istanbul, all over North America, UK, and the show's called Time. Because you know it's been together for 30 years, so it's going to be
a massive tour, isn't it?
I know, it's a huge world tour. It's really, we're doing lots of different venues. Doing a lot more touring this year than we would normally. Yeah, so
is it nice to tour? I know it's great when it's great gigging, but touring obviously when I take it you're going from one to non-stop.
Yeah, well, not non-stop. It's
is there gaps in between?
Yeah, little gaps in between, which is nice because some of the guys have got family or you know wives or whatever. I mean, it isn't all glam. Let's just put it that way. It's really nice playing in great arenas around the world to thousands and thousands of people, which is awesome. But I am stuck on a tour bus with, you know, like 15 other guys and then maybe three girls, so
really,
it can get a bit stinky, a bit rowdy, you know.
All their bad habits coming up.
Yeah, you know, it's living together 24/7, so it's quite tough.
Is the tribute done in such a way that it mimics kind of how the band was originally?
Yeah, so that is completely sound alike.
Right,
yeah.
And all the movements, so the whole show would be like going to Pink Floyd. Live.
Yeah. I mean, we don't look like Pink Floyd, but it certainly looks the same. But we're doing a whole new light show, laser show, everything. And I think that the nearest one to here is Southend. It's already sold out.
Wow.
So if you're thinking about coming to book for the show, definitely go to like a big, like make a weekend of it and go to Birmingham or London or somewhere where there's a huge arena. So
how did you get into that? How did you actually get into the Pink Floyd band and how did you get into music? What took you from music to these tribute bands?
Well, I grew up, my dad was a musician, so it's kind of in the family. Although he was a classical musician, I went to college and studied popular music. And then I did a master's there, and then I just started auditioning for different bands, trying to get out there and network. You know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And just auditioned for the band, and they asked me back to do another audition to sing Great Gig in the Sky. I didn't even know what that was. I didn't even know what Pink Floyd was before I even auditioned. I should have really done my research. Because I wasn't really even into rock music at the time. This is a long time ago. I just got the gig, and then it went from there, because when you win one band, you then make more contacts and you get other gigs from that. Like I did backing vocals for Thunder last month, their Christmas show. And I did backing vocals in their comeback album as well a couple of years ago, which reached number one in the UK album charts. Oh, no, it was number four in the UK album charts underneath Sam Smith. So that's quite cool. Lots of different jobs. I'm just a jobbing musician. I'm not a singer-songwriter or anything. I just do lots of jobs for other bands.
Sounds awesome. Sounds awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I have had about 3-4 months off, so I am getting itchy feet now. I really want to get back on the road.
And I noticed from Facebook that you play keyboards rather well. Some of the versions. You'll have to bring that in and play live.
Yeah, I know Michelle, when I was last here, she said, girl, you got to come in and play your keyboards. I was like, oh, I don't know whether I can do that.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
I'll try.
We won't put you off at all. I'll pull a few faces. We're going to play a track We, I'm toying now of playing of your Pink Floyd tracks. The Great Gig in the Sky or Lady in the Tramp? I'll leave it for you to decide.
Okay. Let's do Great Gig, considering we've just been talking about Ozzy Floyd. Sorry if this is a bit depressing, everyone. This is on a Sunday afternoon, but this song is a really, really famous Pink Floyd song, so, and I'm singing on it. So.
Cool. That was clapping me then. Yeah, thank you. A clapping the Sunday lunch show. There you go. Fantastic, girl. Well done.
Thanks. I just want to say that that song also featured Lara Smiles and Lorelai McBroom, who was also the backing vocalist for the original Pink Floyd, Rolling Stones, and Rod Stewart.
We're saying off air, it's quite dark, you were saying, but yeah. great vocals throughout.
Thanks. It's definitely a vocal workout, that entire song. Yeah, it takes a lot out of us. It's about death. The first section's about fighting death. Lorelai covers the coming to terms with, and my bit at the end was complete acceptance of death.
What's the best song to sing, and what's the best song that the audience like? Do they have a favourite? Do you have a favourite?
It's just different every year, really. I really like Money because our sax player Mike comes out with this pimp outfit on. It's like a purple suit, and he's got a pink saxophone, and cool. His dance moves are really cool, and the crowd love it. But they love all the famous ones like
Brick in the Wall, obviously.
Brick in the Wall, Comfortably Numb, Run Like Hell gets everyone on their feet. So yeah. Yeah,
sounds good.
Yeah.
And by the sound of it, they're quite big venues you're playing in.
Yes, like mainly arenas and big theatres, yeah.
So who does the production of the stage? Is that done by... Is something that you do as a band, or is that done by the venue?
It's done by a company that the band hire. They have a lighting company and a laser company and a sound company, and they all work together to make this huge show. And it really is... there's three massive lorries that cut the tour with us. They drive overnight to the next venue, and then all the crew set everything up, put it down afterwards, and then a drive to the next place. So it's really a huge operation. It's quite incredible.
Okay. Talk about the Rockabillas. Now, this is completely...
Yeah.
You couldn't go from two different style of music, could you? Because you've got the Andrews Sisters, I suppose, is the only thing I can pit against that type of music, the Rockabillas. I've had a couple of different... other groups in actually sing very similar stuff to the Rockabillas.
Cool.
So tell us a little bit about that.
So the Rockabillas were founded 10 years ago by a woman called Sarah Lindsay. It's an established vintage trio, a bit like the Andrews Sisters, as you say. They've been on Radio 2 with Jonathan Ross, so they've been on BBC TV with Tim Minchin, and they've had accolades by Vera Lynn. So they're quite established, big... good group, a really good.
And do you just sing old stuff, or do you make new stuff? Because some people do the old school.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do both.
They take a modern song and make it sound.
Yeah,
old.
They do all the old stuff that all the oldies know, and they know the words better than I do. And then they've taken lots of like Umbrella, You Look Good on the Dance Floor, Crazy in Love by Beyonce, but they'll kind of make it kind of vintage. It's really, really nice. Lots of close part vocal harmony. It's really, really nice.
And you get to dress up.
In all the outfits and stuff. And they're just doing a tour. This is why I'm here, really, because they're actually doing a show in Brentwood at the St Thomas's Church.
Oh, right, yeah.
And they're just using that space as a theatre. So if you want to come, it's on the 3rd of March, and it's definitely
not too far away.
No, it's definitely something for all the family, all ages, everyone. It's kind of a show for everyone. We've already done Eastbourne and the famous Stables in Milton Keynes, which is obviously home of Dame Vera Lynn, Cleo Lane, sorry. Mm-hmm. But we're about to do Sudbury, the Keys in Sudbury, on 24th of March. And the stage door in Southampton on the 24th of Feb, that is, but in the Sudbury Keys. The stage door, Southampton, 17th of Feb, and then obviously Brentwood St Thomas's on 3rd of March. But they've got this new album, which I think we're about to play. It's available on the website www.therockabellas.com, and it's called As Time Goes By.
Okay, well, we're going to play that in a sec for some ads, and we're going to come back with one of those tracks.
Fab.
The Big Yellow Quiz in aid of St Francis Hospice is back at the Brentwood Centre. All you quizzers and clever clogs, put Friday the 23rd of March in your diaries. The BBC's biggest brains, the eggheads, are back. Join them and over 700 quiz lovers for a supersized, fun-filled evening like no other. Tickets are just £12 per person with a discount for teams of 10. Visit sfh.org.uk to book now.
Looking for a local business that you know you can trust?
The Essex Business Forum brings together the very best local businesses, all operating under the EBF Mark of Excellence.
From accountants to architects, wine merchants to web designers, bookkeepers to builders, and everything in between.
So next time you're in the hunt for a quality local business, remember the Mark of Excellence and visit EssexBusinessForum.com.
Hi, I'm Mikey here. Why don't you join me for breakfast every weekday morning only on Phoenix FM? It's between 7 and 10 and it's 98 on the FM dial or online at phoenixfm.com. Just after 9, we do the top 10 from when. This is where I play you the top 10 best-selling songs from a particular month and year from some time over the past 4.5 decades. Just guess the month and year. We've got travel news every half an hour and news at the top of the hour. So that's Mikey Poulter on breakfast only on Phoenix FM in association with St. Francis Hospice.
Sunday lunch.
Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back, welcome back. Right, so we're going to be playing the Rockabillys now. This track is called...
The Lady's a Tramp.
It's a fantastic track as well. And it's been covered by so many famous people. You know, the Sinatras, you name it. I've been on, obviously, some famous movies. So I'm looking forward to this. I haven't heard it yet either. Okay. So, but good. It's a new one for me. Good was that. I wanted to join in. I really did. It's one of my favourite songs.
A lot of fun, that song.
It is a lot of fun, isn't it? And it's still as good as it was when it, you know, when it, it's one of those songs you just play no matter where you are, and it's a happy-go-lucky song, isn't it?
That song actually features on the album, which is available on the website. So yeah,
I like the twist to it. I like the slightly changing lyrics as well.
Yeah,
but
it,
without changing the song too much.
Mm.
So yeah, that's good. And so tell us again, people want to go and see the Rockabillys
at the Brentwood St Thomas's Church on the 3rd of March,
which is in St Thomas's Road, which is not too far, centre of Brentwood,
just off the High Street. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anywhere they can find that online?
They can find it on the rockabillys.com. They can find the links and everything to book it from there.
Okay. So. Okay. Talking about events, let's have a quick look at the events guide.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Holiday Inn Basildon. supporting local entertainment.
Saturday, the 10th of Feb, Red Beans in Rice, New Orleans Jazz Band. That's a good name, isn't it? The Billericay Arts Association. It's at the Fold, which is in Langdon Road, Billericay. Formed in 1992 to play jazz in the New Orleans style, the band plays monthly at its own club at Broome in Norfolk, as well as other local jazz clubs and festivals. The musical here will be largely ensemble, where the lead switches between trumpet, clarinet and trombone, and the repertoire will range from jazz standards, blues, popular songs, spirituals, marches and rags. Sounds really good. Costs £12, including refreshments. As always, all the details, click-throughs, telephone numbers are on our website, phoenixfm.com/the events guide.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Holiday Inn Basildon. Festival Leisure Park, Basildon. Call us on 0871 942 9003.
Sunday Lunch.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. I'm here with Emily Lynn, local singer from Brentwood, and we've been chatting about the Rockabillas. What about your own music? What's your personal music genre? If you're singing, what music do you like to sing? I know you like singing all the other music, yeah. But do you have a favourite?
I think I like jazz, and I like this sort of neo soul, which is cross between sort of jazz and soul. Really, really into that. But I don't really get to sing much that I really like, because I'm too busy singing other people's stuff, I suppose. But when I sit at the piano, I do like doing a little bit of jazz, a little bit of soul, old stuff.
If you could go into had a pick of a tribute band,
yeah,
who would you go for? If you could do like Michael Jackson, it could be anything.
That's a really good question.
Or are you already doing them?
No, I don't know. I honestly don't know what I would do. I mean, maybe Michael Jackson, because he's just an all-time favourite of mine. But, oh God, there's so many.
There is
Chaka
so
Khan.
Many.
Oh.
Yeah, still
Chaka
going.
Chaka Khan, yeah. Yeah, no, she's still going, yeah.
I don't suppose you have to be dead to have a tribute band, do you?
No.
A lot of them still going.
Toto, love Toto.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
What about if you could work with someone, who would you be?
Oh, goodness, these are questions. I'd like to work with Tom Jones, actually. Sounds funny, but I've been watching you on The Voice, and I just think he's an amazing person.
He's got an amazing voice, isn't he?
And still an amazing voice, though.
Yeah.
How old is he now? About 70-something?
Yeah, 70-ish.
And he's looking good, he sounds good, he's just really modest, and I've seen him live, and I've seen his backing vocalist as well. I just think, I want a bit of that.
It's amazing when you watch some of the singers... some of the older singers who make comebacks or are still going, and you listen to their vocals and you're not as good, and you expect them not to be as good because they've been doing it all their lives.
Yeah.
And you get some, for instance Tom, who's still got fantastic vocals.
Chaka Khan's another one. Tina Turner's another one going strong.
Yeah.
Really, really good. But unfortunately there are people that haven't, maybe sort of Whitney and Mariah and stuff, towards the end. They're not
big voices.
Yeah, really big voices.
Tina Turner, is she still going?
Well, she must be a great grandma by now or something. She's so old, but I think she's going to still tour. I don't know. I hope to see her live, so I hope she does.
Yeah, wow.
There is a new musical out, though, isn't there?
Yes,
in London.
There is.
Yeah, Tina, the musical.
And would you do something like Tina Turner?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe a bit of Tina. I love a bit of Tina. But yeah, I love so much music, I wouldn't know where to start, I love it all, I want to do it all.
What's your favourite type of gig? I know you're doing really big gigs, but do you kind of like doing do you do small things? Do you do pubs and clubs?
Yeah.
As well as festivals?
What I love doing is that with Ozzy Floyd, we're doing these massive arenas all over, North America and in England and Europe. But I'll go down to a retirement home, and I'll sing. Retirement home.
Yeah,
retirement home. And I'll just sit there and sing some old tunes to them with the Rockabillas. And I just love those gigs because they really love you being there. And they really appreciate it. It's what you get from the people that are listening to you, I think, that's most important.
When you do those retirement homes and you're singing something like you're doing that style, do you ever get anyone say, oh, that's really good, but have you got any Robbie Williams? Some Flow Rider.
So
a bit of T-Pain.
no, never. But they know the lyrics better than I do, to be honest. So the songs that we do know. So I've got to keep me on my toes.
What else you got coming up? I know you've got your very busy girl. how can people find out a little bit more about you and what you're doing?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram at Emily Lynn Vocals. You can follow me on Facebook at / Emily Lynn Vocals. My website's not up yet, unfortunately, but if you follow me on there, I'll probably advertise, you know, that the website's up and running. But yeah, I'm just doing lots of piano vocal stuff around jazz bars and other piano bars in London and around Essex and stuff. So some request bars, request only. So you can't play just what you want. You just get a little note saying I want this played, and they'll give you a tip, and then you play it. And
I tried to find you on your website, and I found a page full of shoes.
Really?
Yeah, if you put Emily Lynn in, up comes 10,000 trainers.
Yeah, this is what I need to sort out.
And I'm thinking, yeah, that's rather weird. Just lots and lots of trainers at different prices.
How strange. Maybe somebody called Emily Lynn is trying to flog a load of trainers.
I think so. So if you have to Google later, I was like, that's really bizarre. And I had to double check. I'm thinking, no, that's probably not her. Unless you've got a singing trainer. No, absolutely not.
Got selling trainers on the side.
We're going to do another track. This is Route 66, short track. Tell us about that one.
So this is me and my kind of jazz-ish trio. We just play some sort of jazzy covers.
Route 66.
So pretty, you'll see.
Oh, that cuts really quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, but sorry about that.
That's okay. Route 66, Emily, thanks for coming in. Lastly, Britain's Got Talent, X Factor, something you'd ever do?
Never.
Never, ever, ever?
Never.
Even if they phoned you up and cut cows on the phone and
said... Maybe when I'm 50 years old, I think, when I'm last resort, maybe.
You were talking about Jordan early on, Jordan Marshall, another local singer. We were saying how, off air, that's kind of the stuff he plays, that jazz and blues.
Yeah, he's a huge inspiration for me. He's a Brentwood boy as well.
Yeah, he gigs quite a lot around Brentwood.
Yeah, he does. Definitely go down and see him. It's always just top musicians that play with him. And he sold out Ronnie Scott's in London, so he's a big deal. Really,
I'd like to see you singing on the same bill. It'd be good.
Me too. He did ask me to support him for a Brentwood Theatre show, but I'm never available. It's really annoying, but please keep asking.
And we know we were talking about you coming in, bringing the keyboards. Perhaps you should get him to come in, bring the keyboards, and sing us, and we'll sing some tracks, do a little session.
Yeah, he does want to do... He said he wanted to do something together one time, maybe. Who knows?
Something we'll arrange.
Yeah.
Just quickly, if people want to get hold of you again, quick run through socials.
So, at Emily Lynn Vocals on Instagram, / Emily Lynn Vocals on Facebook. TheRockabellas.com is where you can book for the 3rd of March at the St. Thomas's Church in Brentwood. And I think that's about it.
Well done.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm going to play a new track now from... Do you know what we were talking earlier on about? I said there's a track called Barking.
Yeah.
This is a chap called Rams, and the track's called Barking. Take a listen, think you like it.
Yeah. Baker bar.